This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's been another week of reminders that Washington still hasn't delivered on one of agriculture's most basic needs, a new farm bill. Earlier this week, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy told me that agriculture craves certainty, and that's something producers haven't had in a long time. Now the National Farmers Union is joining this growing call, urging lawmakers to move from talk to action and finally get a comprehensive bill passed. Of course, getting a budget bill passed is the top priority, which puts everything else on the back burner. But a farm bill has been getting kicked down the road for now what could be its third year, based on data that's over 10 years old. Farmers and ag groups on both sides of the aisle are saying enough is enough. We're back after this.
Growmark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, Growmark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you're a member of the Growmark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on Growmark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit Growmark.
The National Farmers Union continues to focus on key policy priorities, with the most urgent being the need for a new farm bill. Mike Strands is Vice President of Advocacy for National Farmers Union and said several critical issues remain unsolved and producers cannot afford to be left waiting while Congress debates politics instead of progress.
Given the circumstances with the farm economy, that yes, there should be some sort of assistance provided to family farmers and ranchers because of the trade disruptions, but that ought to be part of a greater picture about farm policy reform and farm policy improvements that could happen through a farm bill negotiation that might happen here this fall. We've heard Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, G.T. Thompson, speak about his interest in having a farm bill markup in the House side. I think moving forward with something like that is a great opportunity to make some of these changes, and we ought to take a look at the whole picture.
Much of the upcoming discussion in Washington will center on farm bill assistance programs, which are just one piece of a larger puzzle. Strand says that the bigger focus needs to be on the long overdue improvements and modernization of the farm bill itself.
Given the fact that the farm bill has expired right now, although this is the third year in a row where the farm bill has expired, there's an opportunity by the end of the year or early 2026 to get something done on the rest of the farm bill.
The National Farmers Union says the message to Congress is simple. Producers need more than another short-term extension. They need a farm bill that reflects the realities of today's agriculture and strengthens the foundation for the next generation of producers. Now it's time for another featured conversation on a True Choice Thursday with the folks at Corteva. We're talking today with Lauren Hansen, Territory Manager with Corteva. Lauren, what sets True Choice's offer apart from other company savings programs?
Unlike any other savings program, True Choice offers the benefits to the grower at the beginning, when their purchase is made. So the grower writes the check to their retailer for their Corteva crop protection products, and their savings comes off upfront. They are not waiting until the end of the year for those rebates.
Can growers sign up for the True Choice offer?
Our system launched on October 1st. So from now until February 27th of 2026, growers can fund their True Choice accounts.
And Lauren, where could growers go to get more information about True Choice?
There's three different ways a grower can fund their True Choice account. The first one would be through their Pioneer sales rep. Next, it would be through any retailer who sells Corteva crop protection products. And then lastly, they can visit corteva.us/truechoice, and they can fund the account on their own.
That's Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.